Living the Sweet Life is a podcast intended for mature audiences only. We'll be using sexually explicit language while discussing many different adult themes. So if you're under the age of 18, please stop listening. Also, please know that our thoughts and opinions should not be taken as professional advice.
We're here to answer your questions about the swinger lifestyle, from newbies to longtime swingers, or if you're just curious. We hope to engage you all and to encourage a sex-positive discussion.
Now that we've got that out of the way, make yourself comfortable and join us in living the sweet life. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us in this episode of Living the Sweet Life. She is my beautiful, sexy co-host and wife, the lovely Trist.
And he is my sexy chocolate husband, Locke.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, again on a Monday night. Listen, we appreciate anybody who is making any adjustments in their schedule to hang out with us because our shit gets all tangled up, man. Real life happens, I'm trying to tell you. Real life happens, especially when we got an adult and a toddler in the house. All sorts of shit, all sorts of chaos. So, but we really appreciate anybody who makes any schedule changes and comes in and joins us and hang out for a little while, give us their opinions. Always, always appreciate it.
And say hi.
And say hi. Tonight is going to be a good episode, right? We've been giving y'all all the sweet stuff. Now it's time to take some medicine. Let's get back to the nitty gritty. So Tristan and I, we pride ourselves in being honest, open, vulnerable, and we want to give that to y'all tonight. And we want to hear some of your opinions on some of the stuff that we got going on. Oh hey, look at me, that we got going on. So join in. If you're following us on Instagram right now, we're live. Jump in the suite, man. Jump over to YouTube and hang out with us for a little while.
Yeah, and I think that this was going to be a good one. That's going to give people some thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we always want to do, man. We want to leave you with something to think about, talk about, and you know, share with other people. So, before we get into all the stuff, all the nitty gritty, you know, we got to knock out some of this housekeeping. Like Trist mentioned on the Instagram, we got some announcements. Yo, listen, this sneaker ball is turning out to be dope. We got Sweet Talker number one gonna be in the house. So if y'all listen to our show, y'all know she is a loud and proud participant. Sweet Talker number one, man. She's been here since day one. Guess what? She's gonna be at the Sneaker Ball Taboo Social Club 916. That's September 16th. We're gonna be in the building. We got some friends coming in from New Orleans. We got friends from the DMV coming through. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be lit, man.
And listen, if you haven't bought your tickets, buy your tickets. You can buy them at the door. Sweet Talker did reach out this week. So you can buy your tickets the day of. It's at the door. It's not an advance for you to get your tickets. Mm-hmm. But do get there early. Try to get there when the doors first open, if you can, so you can get your spot and get situated, because we expect it to be bigger than it even was last year. And last year was pretty good turnout for it to be like a good event. It was pretty crowded, and everybody jam-packed. Was looking great.
Everybody looked great. Yeah. And the question that we get all the time, and y'all heard us say it a few times already, what do you wear? Like, do you dress up, or do you get, you know, naked or lingerie or whatever? Yeah. Listen, man, we saw the entire spectrum.
Yeah.
We saw the entire spectrum, and I forgot to press record, but we're recording now. You got the entire spectrum of outfits, as long as your sneaker game is tight. Don't roll your eyes at me like that.
I'm rolling my eyes at him because he literally just pressed record just now and we just missed this whole beginning part.
2 minutes. It's all good. Listen, I can make that work. Anyway, my beautiful sweet talkers, guess what? We got an announcement. Not only is the sneaker ball 916, not only is that going to be jumping, but I wish I had the noise. We got an announcement. The first ever sweet and greet. That's right. Y'all heard that right. It's going to be the first ever sweet and greet.
Sweet and greet.
That's right. So we're going to be hosting a live podcast. We want y'all to be there with us. The location, TBD. Mm-hmm. We're working out the logistics with Vicky, the owner of Taboo Social Club. Either it's going to be somewhere, right?
We're going to figure it out.
But we're going to do it the day of the sneaker ball, leading up to the sneaker ball.
Yes. So it's going to be great because it's going to give the Sweet Talkers time to actually sit down, talk with us. It's not going to be videoed. So we're going to pre-record the actual show, get their opinions about how they're excited for a sneaker ball. And also you get to hear their actual feelings about the club and how it looks and things like that. You know, so we are excited to do this. Yeah. We're just going to figure out the logistics and
the topic.
Everybody figure out the time and all of that stuff.
All that stuff.
That we normally come up with after the fact, right?
We just got a banger idea and we want y'all to be a part of it for the first sweet and greet. That's right.
Sweet and greet.
Sweet and greet. Yeah, that's going to be dope, Tris. I am so pumped up. We never did a live recording before. No. The closest thing that we've done was the poolside chats.
And that was actually came out pretty fun.
Yeah, that was dope.
We didn't even think that recording would be that great because of the sound and the pool and all of that. But people really liked that.
Yeah, people, even vanilla folks reached out and said that they enjoyed it because it gave them an insight into what it really sounds like or what's really going on at a lifestyle resort.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to kind of give that again. We want to do something similar, but we're going to have a topic. It's going to be a structured topic where it's just like the show where we're talking and, you know, except for this time you get to maybe for those who are willing and daring, Sweet Talk, you might hear their voices if they have a question, or we'll have a moderator, all TBD, but we just want y'all to be there. So stay tuned. There's going to be more details to come. It's going to be the day of the sneaker ball. It's going to be leading up into it. Get everybody all nice and warmed up. You get to make some friends before the party starts. Mm-hmm. It's going to be dope. Cannot wait.
Still give you time to get dressed for the party and chill.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be like right before, but yes, we'll figure it out.
Whatever you want to do. Nah, it's going to be awesome. So yeah, stay tuned. It's going to be more to come. What else we got going on this year, Trist?
We also have a PCAP. So PCAP. We have an announcement about PCAP. You've been hearing us talk about PCAP for a couple of months, just saying that we were going to PCAP in October. The dates are from October the 20th through the 23rd. However, now Living a Sweet Life has been added as a host.
We've been promoted.
So we've been promoted as a host. So we will officially be hosting this PCAP in Miami.
That's right.
And it's great because it was our first PCAP that we actually went to, where we weren't officially hosts at that time. So it's great to kind of bring it back full circle for where it all began.
It's going to be at the same hotel too.
I know.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be nice. I cannot wait to get down there. I have my little one flowy outfit thing so far. I have to, and I'm excited about this theme. I've been saying it for a while. I am excited about the theme. You can do so much with that. And I'm trying to figure out my outfits. It's a circus. I'm sure there's a whole
carnival. Right?
It's a carnival. Yes, that's what it is. And I'm here for all of it.
Yeah.
It gives me so much imagination to go with this one. I'm really excited.
We got some friends at carnival right now.
And
they sent us some beautiful pictures.
I was a little jealous.
I was a lot jealous.
I want your outfit.
That's right. So as part of being host for Miami PCAP, we will be we were given options on things that we wanted to do as hosts. And I think the options that we're kind of leading toward is like a meet and greet.
Okay.
So maybe we do another sweet and greet. And then maybe another seminar, because those are fun. Those give us a lot of creative license to kind of come up with whatever we want to do. And we're big into audience participation. We're big into prizes for your courage.
Yes. I'm all about gifts.
Yeah, you are. So, pay attention to your emails because I believe that there are certain things happening with the PCAP Miami. If you're a part of the newsletter, make sure you're checking your emails. I think. Just pay attention to those emails. There might be some, cancellations, so you might be able to get in there. It's going to be a party. It's going to be good stuff.
Yes, it's going to be good.
Something else we've got going on, Tris, is that we're going to do a flyby of Atlanta, the Atlanta area, Black Friday weekend. We're going to swing in and swing out.
Swing back.
You might be able to catch us. If you blink, you might miss us. But hopefully we'll be able to see a couple of sweet talkers while we're down there. We'll let y'all know. Stay tuned because we might do trapeze. Yeah. I mean, you kind of got to do trapeze, right?
Yeah, we haven't been in such a long time. Yeah. So I'm hoping we're able to kind of fit that in somewhere to be able to go.
Same, same. Yeah, I think we'll be able to make that work. We got to make it work.
We got to make it work.
And then, of course, in 2024, we're going to be back with our toes in the sand.
Yes.
And dick in the sun.
Yeah.
You don't have a dick.
No, I don't.
For Casual Swinger Week in Hedonism, Jamaica, from March 30th through April 6th.
Yes.
Yeah, cannot wait. Again, we're co-hosting this one. Look at us, Tris, getting promoted in life. We're doing all right.
Yep.
Doing something right out here.
Yes.
And it's all because of y'all sweet talkers, man. We appreciate y'all joining in and helping us out. But no, we want y'all to join, man. Come through. We got people coming in. And we just want to share this experience. It's so much fun. The hosts are great. It's a community. It's a legit like community of people that are just really dope. And I would love to share that with y'all.
Yeah. If you're looking for a group that you're going to have a good time, I know people say, oh, you'll have a good time with this group, but no, you really will have a great time with the group. I like the swag bags. I also enjoy.
Call it what it is. It's a box.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a whole box.
I'm all about the gifts. But I think they did a good job with that. And I also just like the vibe. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I'm about a good vibe. So I enjoyed the vibe of the people and all of it.
I think
I had a really good time.
I know. And I'm looking forward to running it back next year, man.
Yes. And bringing you sweet talkers. Booking is actually open right now for that trip. So if you're looking or you're thinking, go ahead and make a deposit so you don't miss out.
That's right. Link is in the bio.
Mm-hmm.
All right, people. Now we got all the business out of the way.
All the business.
But I mean, it's fun too because we want y'all to be with us. That's all. Just letting y'all know where we're going to be so you can be there.
Yeah.
So now that we got all that out of the way, y'all know what time it is. Always got to check in on my boo, my beautiful queen. How you feeling?
I'm feeling like Locke is ridiculous. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
So here's the thing. We went on this family vacation to Disney. We went on a family vacation to Disney. We had it's called a princess brunch. It's basically, if you've never been, it's your kid gets dressed up and theme and all of the things. And the princesses come around to each table and they take pictures with everyone and kind of going about their business. Will Locke here.
Go about their business.
His favorite movie is the Aladdin movie, right? Like he's
not the Aladdin movie, just Aladdin.
Well, Aladdin. The Aladdin movie.
Aladdin.
Okay. He loves that whole new world. It's like his jam. That's his whole thing, right? So Jasmine comes over. She's taking pictures with the kids, right? Taking pictures with the kids and all of that. And my niece starts. She sang A Whole New World?
Yeah. I told her I could sing it with her.
Right. Here you go. Right. I can sing it with you if you want. You know. And she's like, no. Then my niece busts out, starts singing A Whole New World. Right. Mm-hmm. And Locke over here is like, oh, I'm about to cry. Yeah. I'm about to cry. So that he can have Jasmine say, oh, please don't cry.
No, see, look, you're making it like I planned my emotional my feelings. No, she hit me in the feels. Little Niecy hit me in the feels, man, because she was singing. She sounded like a little bird. And then Jasmine, and then the whole thing, it was just like, oh boy, I can feel it. Sure. It's feeling. I did.
Yeah,
I felt
that's it. How you reel them in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So
Jasmine leaves, right? Like all the other princesses, she leaves and goes about her business. At some point, Jasmine comes back.
That's right, she did.
To the table to talk to Locke.
That's right.
And she's like, I bought you some tissue in case you needed it for your tears. And he's like, see, she bought me tissue. I was like, if you don't stop, he's like, can I take a picture with you?
That's right.
I'm like, who flirts with Jasmine?
Everyone.
At Disney.
Every creepy dad.
This dude.
And maybe a creepy mom dude, or two.
Right. I took a picture of him and her because I was like, I really want you to remember this.
And I will.
Because it's just like, this is ridiculous.
See, the worst part about it, I should have opened up the napkin and saw that it was her phone number.
That's what he swear. He was like, mm-hmm. It probably was her phone number. And you don't know.
God damn. Missed opportunity. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Said,
yes.
She said that I had her and our waitress in the back crying. My bad.
So, yes, that one's going down in the books for most memorable moment.
It was a good one.
Okay, so how are you feeling, Locke?
Me, baby? Oh, man. Listen, I am laughing. I'm laughing, and I don't think I'm crying. I feel like a mixed set of emotions. Like, we've been watching this whole Alabama brawl thing.
Yeah.
All weekend, and you know, you really caught wind of it like today, and you know, we really dug deep into it, and that shit is funny. I'm sorry, man.
The new live show here on YouTube, again, our power completely went out in our entire house.
Take two.
We have a storm that's happening right now, and like around us. So, yep.
All right. We're going to continue the show. Here we go. Here we go. Living the Sweet Life, episode 85, take two, y'all. Listen.
We're still recording. Good job.
We are recording, baby.
All right. So, listen, get into your how you feel.
Trist, I'm almost there. What all it is all I can say, live show. This is what happens in the live show. You never know what you're going to get. You know, if we were pre-recorded, lights went out, no problem. Little quick edit, boom, bam. You never know the difference. But we do a live show. Welcome to the party. So if this is your first time in Living a Sweet Life, welcome.
There is no edits.
But this will be chopped up. Anyway, as I was saying, my how you feeling? I am feeling like laughing and at this whole, you know, I almost want to change my how you feeling. I'm actually kind of flustered because of this whole storm. But I do want to talk about the Alabama brawl.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to talk about it. I want to laugh about it more than anything because the past weekend has been a lot of like memes and recreations and people like the whole thing was just bananas. It was bananas. If you have not seen it, go ahead and Google like Steamboat Brawl. That's what I looked up.
I looked up like riverboat or something like that.
Steamboat is funnier. So I googled Steamboat Brawl, and you can see that it was like, you know, a brother was like a security guard, man, like on the docks or something like that. And he's telling these jokers that they couldn't park their little pontoon there. You know, they couldn't, they had to, you know, move along. Next thing you know, these jokers jumped out, these white folks, they jumped out the boat, and they kind of backed this brother up, and they pretty much jumped him. It was like about six dudes, and then, man, I ain't never seen a gang of black folk come out of nowhere.
It was like melee with the basketball thing.
It was
crazy.
Insane. What blew my mind was my man swimming across the water, though. Homeboy was going to get in the battle. And, I mean, what I'm actually happy about is that we as a society aren't making this a big deal, right? We're not making this a race war. We're not calling this anything other than something crazy that happened, and we can all see the humor in it. And I'm proud of that. I'm happy about that. Now, granted, these folks got what was coming to them. I do not have any proof, but I'm pretty sure, you know, being in Alabama, it was some N-words probably dropped out of there, you know what I mean? But they promptly got their asses whooped, and, you know, it's nothing more than something, it was crazy, right?
Oh,
we got a lady that got bopped upside the head with a chair.
Now that was like...
That was wild.
It was some insane stuff happening, like they was in the wrestling.
Yo, that one was over the top.
I
don't know what she did to deserve getting bopped over the head.
She was already down. She was already down. I don't condone that.
No.
She was down.
That was a little over the top.
She was down already.
That one was a little cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Right? But there was some well-deserved ass whoopings going on in that in that melee. Again, I'm just glad we just taking it as what it is. It's something funny that happened. Nobody died.
Nobody a lot died. Of,
you know, black folk, white folk, everybody got arrested. You know what I mean?
The POVs that I've been seeing.
Yo, you've seen this fight from every angle.
I've seen this thing from upside down,
yeah,
lower level, to the left, on the balcony. I've seen it in so
you
many
got it from,
different
from
ways.
The boat angle.
The boat angle, yeah.
Yeah, somebody, Sweet Talker says the young man in the water was not playing.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't. He was going to get in the battle, man.
Yes.
And all the memes and all the recreations, that's funny to me, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you had a group of black folk and white folk, like, at a swimming pool doing a recreation. That shit was hilarious. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that group of people didn't take this shit too seriously, right? Nobody's fighting. You know, they just... Call it what it was. There's some crazy shit that happened. It was kind of funny.
Yes. And
so that's where I'm at.
And I just think that the whole thing just online has just been hilarious. I've been watching so many videos since you told me about it. And I was just like, oh my goodness. I could not believe that this is a real thing that actually happened. So
I know. Yeah. Well, it's been bananas. It's bananas. So good. That's how I'm feeling. Along with flustered, embarrassed, and also proud to be in
a live
show.
I have something for you. A Sweet Talker online said, hugs to the upset mister.
Aw, thank you, Sweet Talker. Hugs back to you. All right. So, phew. Without any further ado, Trist, and my wonderful Sweet Talkers, are you ready to get into tonight's episode?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging in there. Thank you so much to our Sweet Talkers who are in the suite, ready to dive into this conversation with us, because it might get a little heavy.
Yeah.
Again, we appreciate y'all sharing this with us. We appreciate y'all being a listening ear, because some of this stuff is kind of raw. You never know. We might end up getting on a soapbox tonight. But... let's do it. We're going to do it together.
Let's do it.
All right. So we're talking friends. What about your friends? I hope I recorded that earlier.
I did. I hope so.
It might not have got in there. But all right. So we're talking about friendships and the lifestyle and how they tie into friendships in your real life, or not your real life, but your vanilla life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the different levels and aspects of those friendships, the demands. Because whether you like it or not, the word friend comes with some demands or expectations.
It does. And sometimes they are unknown, unspoken expectations is what I like to call them.
And that's, you're exactly right. And that can be, it can seem unfair at certain points if those conversations aren't had.
Right.
But go ahead, Trist. I know this was a Trist topic, and I know you got some immediate thoughts or things that you want to get out on how we got here.
Yeah, so I want to give some kind of insight to how we got here. When we started the show, right, we always said that we wanted to give actual experiences that we were having and not just talk about, oh, it was a sexy time, we went to this party, we went to that event, and those things. So I intentionally kind of saved this topic so that we could talk about it on the show, because it is something that we ended up talking to a lot of friends about with our lifestyle friends. And it was particularly things that I kind of brought up that I thought that we, you know, you just need to start having these conversations. So just to give some background on what happened was that I think it was about over a 3-year span where I had been what I call compartmentalizing some emotions. And it was emotions around a particular family member specifically that I had these emotions towards, right? So what I tend to do with emotions, especially when it's someone that's close to me, is I tend to put them in a door and lock them away. I'm very good at that. It's how I protect myself. It's how I've been taught to protect myself, is I just lock this in a door and I keep moving, right?
And be tough.
Right.
Be strong.
And then you just, you know, you move on.
Right.
But in November, it was last November, so this happened over a 3-year span that I was kind of, I had all these doors and these locks and going through what I was going through. And lock was the only one that knew, like, really what was happening, like the ins and outs of it.
and kind of what I was going through. My friends, I didn't talk about it or anything like that. Nobody really knew that anything was really happening. So we were at a friend's house, a lifestyle friend's house, but one of our good friends, we were over their house just kicking it at, and it was nothing really going on. And Locke did something that was, and now to look at it back then, it was not that big of a deal, but I got really annoyed. I remember feeling really annoyed with him, and I just started bawling, crying with like frustration, and just all of it just came like coming out.
After
right?
biting my head off.
Yeah.
Let's not skip over that.
Oh, yeah. After biting
you
his,
bit my head off. Yeah.
I did. And I just did not understand like why I was so emotional about like this thing, right? But I realized that it was coming from a different place in that moment. And Locke looked at me and he was like, you know, you need to go and talk to somebody. You need to really go to a therapist and speak with somebody about what's happening with you so that you can deal with it and understand how to deal with it, because the way that you're dealing with it is not working. It's not working, right? It just came all out one day, like 3 years later. So now just really quick, when I say 3 years later, it wasn't that it happened 3 years ago. It was multiple things in the 3 year span that it was happening.
Right. The initial trigger was the 3 years ago. And correct. Then there were other incidents after that,
right.
that spark.
That, right. right. That sparked it all. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where it is. Right. Again, I just want to have people just know to check on your strong friends, right? Because they can be like me, that could present very strong, but I hurt and feel pain just like every other person. I just express it and show it differently. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that things don't bother me,
right?
Right? The same. So I say all that to just say that when I did, I ended up going to therapy, actually. I started therapy in November, and this was November of last year. So went to see a therapist.
November of 22.
Of 22, correct. Mm-hmm. So I went to go see a therapist to kind of let them know what was going on. And I was a mess. Like, I was internally in shambles when I went and saw the therapist. But if you saw me like this, again, present completely different than what was actually happening. And during the therapy session, and this is not about to talk about like my family, it helped me understand relationships and how overall I needed to have conversations that I realized I didn't have, mm-hmm. like with my friends. And it brought me more into like talking about certain questions and having certain type of discussions with my lifestyle friends, because those are people that we were hanging out with the most. Mm-hmm. And it's not saying that you don't need to have the conversations too with your other friends, because I definitely did too with like my childhood friends or other people that are close to me. I've had the same questions and topics with them as well, but that's kind of how we got here. So I wanted to give that background story of how we got here instead of it just being, hey, let me just talk okay. about these questions.
No, for sure. And thank you for sharing that. And I'm sure the audience appreciates, you know, you sharing that vulnerability mm-hmm. with them. So based on what you said that you had to start having conversations, analyzing the friendships.
My friendships, yeah.
Right. So that's where we are. That's how we got here. So we're analyzing friendships in the lifestyle, mm-hmm. which can take on a different life of their own. They have, I believe, they may have, we're going to explore this tonight, different requirements
yes.
or different expectations. But let's talk about this stuff together. So the question that I have, Trist, is do you have any expectations of friends or friendships in the lifestyle? And, you know, how do you define those? How do people define expectations of your friendships? Because it seems like something that'd be just so natural, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you meet somebody, you go out for drinks, you hang out. Since we're talking lifestyle, you might have some sex.
Mm-hmm.
But are you friends?
No.
Not necessarily, right? I mean, I guess at some level you might be, because some people are in this for the social aspect of it, mm-hmm. to build a better network, or a bigger network, cast a wider net and hang out. Some people just like to be free and ain't got shit to do with other people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, having sex with other people. But, you know, you might just want to be around that energy, hanging out, all that kind of stuff. So what kind of expectations might be cast upon you in the lifestyle as a friend?
But here's the thing to that, right? Sometimes people have expectations that they haven't even told you that this is the expectation that I have of you.
We'll get there. We're going to get there.
But you're asking, what expectations do I have?
No, I mean, just in general, has, someone may have. For example, time spent together. Mm. As a friend, do you have an expectation of spending time? If we're friends, we should hang out at least once a week, right? Have you ever heard something like that?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So do you think that's something reasonable? Or yeah, I mean, just like the expectation of hanging.
Yeah.
Is that something reasonable?
I think that is reasonable to an extent, right? Mm-hmm. Like some people may feel, again, and I've said this before on the show, that you feel like you send me or us a text message, right? But you have the expectation that I'm going to be chatting back and forth with you in a text.
Right.
And that's not going to happen. And you may take that as, oh, she's not being a real friend to me. Mm-hmm. But I'm just not that type of friend. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that I'm less of a friend. And this is a key point, right? That doesn't mean I'm not your friend because I am not taking the time to go back and forth with you in a text where it's like 20 messages, right? But that, it doesn't mean that I'm less of a friend. Yeah. You just got to understand what type of friend I actually am.
Right. And I think that comes with like level setting and just learning the people that you're hanging out with, right? When I ask the question, I'm not asking... No, never mind. I'm not going to say that.
What I'm just saying is that that could be an expectation, right?
You're right.
You send all of these messages and you're like, oh, well, you know, Trish barely says anything. Mm-hmm. And you're like, and I'm expecting her to say something back. I just literally may have just forgot. Like,
so again, right. Okay. So again, that's a good bullet, right?
Right.
Maybe we call that promptness in texting, you mm-hmm. know, texting back and forth. For me, I feel like I'm obligated to respond.
That's the difference where we are with that.
I know. You expressed yours, I'm expressing mine, baby. What I'm saying is, for me, I feel like I am obligated to respond because I feel like I'm hurting somebody's feelings. That's a lot, right? That's extra.
That's a lot.
It's
a text message.
But I feel like somebody's going to be looking at their phone. Oh my God, he didn't respond. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, let me do it as quickly as I can. I do forget and I do miss sometimes.
No, he's a lot better. He rarely misses.
I will graciously accept that. Yes, I am a lot better than you. I keep the ball moving a lot of our chat groups. But that's not to brag. That's the way I'm built, right? Mm-hmm. And the way you're built is that I'm busy.
I'd rather hang out in person.
I agree.
Than sit and chat in a text all day. It's just not my thing.
100%. 100% I would much rather hang out too. But I think that for me as a friend, it feels like chatting gives me that closeness. Like the first question I ask, is it time spent together? Is that a requirement of being a friend, right? For me, I feel like texting and chatting it qualifies as time spent, kind of, right? It's nothing that can replace face-to-face and having a drink, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's a good substitute in 2023. It's a good little substitute when you have a good, maybe you'll have a day, one day where you're chatting in a group for like 15 minutes and it's, like you said, 20 mm-hmm. chats, mm-hmm. and then, you know, for the rest of the week, it's kind of quiet. Yeah. But I feel like I've done my friendship service.
Yeah. I mean, I feel the opposite on that. You know that? Like, if you're mm-hmm. local, especially if you're local. Mm-hmm. If you're local and let's just put a calendar on a date, let's figure something out, you know, things like that. I'm just not a big social text person.
What about you, sweet talkers? how do you feel about like the texting as it relates to friendships, friendships or maintaining those friendships? Yeah, I feel like we've beaten the horse on that
one. So, looks like Duchess says that my husband is better than me, too. Yes, about messaging. Like,
and that's Duchess Cashmere of the Cashmere Room podcast. Yeah. Check her out. Duchess is doing big things. She is rolling. Check out my sister. This queen is performing. She is always available for podcasts, guest appearances. Holla at my girl. Go ahead.
Everybody's just not great.
No. And it's not even about being great. Well, being good or great at it. You know, it's not a skill. Mm-hmm. It's just something that you make time for or you don't. But we're not going to go down this road. We got a lot more stuff to talk about. So I think, again, as far as time spent, there are certain unspoken requirements as far as like spending time, mm-hmm. whether people like to admit it or not. We're all busy. Everybody's all busy. Everybody got shit to do. Everybody got families at some level. Mm-hmm. It's about making time for the things that you care about.
And it's about being, so the question to that is where I had to start asking us, it's about being more intentional.
Bingo.
It's about being more intentional. So what that means is that you got to start asking yourself, I need to be more intentional about how I'm going to kind of like feed certain relationships, mm-hmm. like per se, right? Because you don't need to. When I think that when you start spreading yourself too thin, mm-hmm. and you're all over the place, mm-hmm. then you're not actually feeding any of these relationships. You're kind of just dibbling, dabbling. You're over here, you're over here, you're over there. And you're saying that these are all your friends. But in reality, you have a whole bunch of associates because you haven't made an intentional effort to grow a certain relationship.
I can sum all that up. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Bingo. Absolutely. Right? That's how you feel about it. Mm-hmm. You'd rather spend quality time versus spreading yourself thin with a bunch of people or groups or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But spend that quality time actually getting to know people.
Yeah.
And I'm with it. I love that.
And again, like, I want to be clear so that it's not some of our friends hear this and like, oh, they're talking about me. I am not talking about any one particular person. Some of our friends, you know, we've already had these type of conversations with before. This is just how, by me going to kind of going through my journey in therapy, it started making me ask these questions of all of my relationships.
And again, I appreciate you sharing that. You know what I mean? I appreciate you taking something that's personal and private and then pulling it into this realm. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it all relates, mm-hmm. you know, and it all relates, whether it's vanilla, lifestyle, friends are friends, and it's something that bothers you, it's something that matters, especially, you know, I mean, it just matters in adult relationships, you know?
Yeah.
Sweet Talker says, I'm with Trista on this one. I don't even talk to my friends on a weekly basis.
Yes.
Right. And it says, too. Texting can be draining. And again,
that's what I feel.
So that's my point, right? There may be some quality time restraints or expectations, but your real, like, friendships kind of don't have those. Like, those really good, think about the best friends you have in your lifetime, in your life. You can stop talking for like a month, 2 months, and then hit them up and then pick right back up where it left off. Right. Like nothing.
Like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. I just got to spend a weekend with one of my best friends who lives in Vegas. And like nothing. We just pick up right where we left off. You know what I mean? Me and the homie, we had a bunch of dudes. We did a golf trip and all of these fellas just jump right back in like we never left each other. We got people from Florida, Vegas, the DMV. And I think that's what really matters, man. Like just that connection more than the requirements.
Yeah, but again,
I got a couple more too. Okay. Go ahead. No, go ahead. You can hit that though.
Okay. It was just saying, Duchess says I do this in real life. In real life stuff we deal with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is that relationships are complicated, you know, at times. But I think that when you have these initial conversations with your friends, it kind of it takes away a lot of the misunderstandings that can come up. Mm-hmm. Right. Because in your head, you're like, I'm expecting, it's my birthday. Let's say it's my birthday, right? It's my birthday. I expect you to know that my birthday is important to me and that I invited you to my party and I'm expecting you to come because it's important to me, right? But that doesn't mean that it's just because it's important to you, doesn't mean that it's just as important to the other person. They may see it as, oh, it's your birthday. Oh, cool. It's not a milestone birthday. Oh, I might come or I might not come. That doesn't make them less of a friend, but you got to say up front, hey, this is a really significant, special thing for me. Mm-hmm. Birthdays are something that I thoroughly enjoy and I like to have my closest friends around me. Mm-hmm. And this is a thing for me. Right. You got to be upfront with what your expectation is in mm-hmm. order for the person to know the other person. I mean, that's your friend to know that. Right.
Right.
I think it
to know what's important
to know what's important. So, I think that's where the lines get kind of confused is when you don't have those conversations.
Yeah. No. It all boils back to the good old C word, good old communication. But let's keep going. As far as like any other expectations. We have an expectation of honesty, right? Especially in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right? Honesty, you know, about how you're feeling about things or mm-hmm. how something went. I think the more honest and open that you are, the closer that you feel with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes time. You can't expect everybody to be vulnerable with mm-hmm. you because you just might be on different levels or different wavelengths or different ideas of what you want this friendship to be.
Yeah.
And that's fair. And that's okay. I think another expectation could be just a listening ear.
Yep.
Right? Sometimes people just want, as a friend, I just need you to hear me out. You know, I feel close to you, so I can share this information with you. And, you know, that also is another thing that takes time to build, yeah?
It does. Mm-hmm. It takes time to build, but you also... It goes back to the whole, you know, plain old communication, right? Mm-hmm. Like saying these words, people say, oh, communicate, but then they don't really communicate.
Right.
Like, but it's having, like for me, like I said before that we see trust differently, right?
Yeah.
Between the two of us. I believe that trust is earned.
Mm-hmm.
Locke believes that trust is automatically given and it is taken away if something happens.
That's
right?
True.
I believe the opposite. So with that, when I go into relationships, I don't trust you. So I'm not going to tell you about every nook and cranny that's happened to me since I was a childhood and all of that. And sometimes we may be friends for years
mm-hmm.
and I still won't have those type of conversations with you. I won't be that vulnerable with you. It's because it takes me a long time to feel like I can trust you with that information. And it has nothing to do with you personally. This is just how I operate as a person. It's how I operate in all of my relationships,
mm-hmm.
right? But someone, a friend, can take that personally and say, oh, well, she don't feel comfortable with telling me that. And I've been friends with her for X, Y, and Z, but just... There's different type of friends. We'll get into that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But there's different type of friends that you can talk to about different things. And it doesn't mean that I'm less of a friend with you than I am with the other person. It's just kind of how it is.
And another one, as in an expectation of a friend in the lifestyle, is discretion. Right?
That's a big one for me.
That's a huge one, right?
Yeah.
You got to be trustworthy, man, with the secrets. You know, it can't be all the business can't go out there. Yeah, it's our story. It's your story when things go down. And that's fine. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's about appropriateness in the moment or related to like the audience, the receiving audience.
Yeah.
You know, if we're in a group setting and, you know, I'm feeling comfortable and everybody's feeling kind of comfortable, we're sharing stories, maybe I'll initiate a story and then maybe you as my friend can finish it up,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a shared story or something like that.
But it doesn't need to be, oh yeah, remember last week when we did X, Y, and Z to tell the group, I'm looking at you like you crazy.
Yeah, or just don't be telling my mama no shit like that.
Yeah.
Know?
So, yeah.
But that's cool. Like, I should be able to bring my friends around the fam and, you know how to play the game. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? So, are the expectations, I think we've already kind of answered this one, are the expectations in the lifestyle friendships any different Are they different than vanilla expectations?
No.
No. I agree. I don't think, like, all these things that I'm asking and hoping for in a friendship and the lifestyle, kind of the same things in, you know, relationships outside and in the vanilla world. The biggest one being, like, there is a difference, right? When it comes to friendships, I just think this is just an adult responsibility in the lifestyle in general. When it comes to being honest and open about, like, your sexual, like, if something funky happens.
Oh, you know, yes.
Like, if you, you know, like an STI or some shit like that goes down, you gotta be upfront about that. You gotta be upfront about it. Doing grown-up things, you gotta have those grown-up conversations.
Absolutely.
So I think that's the biggest difference. But as far as, like, connection and trustworthiness and, you know, confiding in someone, I think those are all kind of the same.
Yeah, I think so too. And like I said, and just having deeper conversations in general with the people that you're saying that you're friends with. Like, you can't say you're friends with somebody for 10 years and you don't even know their name, their last name, or anything really about them other than, and y'all done went on how many trips together and did all these things, right? Yeah. But you don't know their last name. You don't know how many kids they actually have. That's not your friend. That's an associate.
Yeah, we're going to get to, like, that too, the levels.
Like, but I had to ask a question. I can ask this to the Sweet Talkers too. I mean, please send your comments. You had to ask yourself, do you have friends or do you have a lot of associates? Because that's a difference. It's a big difference between do you have a friends or do you have associates based on, think about the type of conversations you've had with the person and your interactions with them.
Yeah.
Like, if is it more of what you would put as your friend, your homie, or is it more of just socially, I know this person and we hang out in the same circles and they cool and we may, you know, stay there for years.
We're going to get to that. We're going to answer that question. Sweet Talkers, feel free to answer that. Another question that I had before we get to the differences, at what point do your expectations change? Or what is, like, the trigger? Yeah. Is it more time-based? Like you said, 5 years. You know, we've been friends for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. Is it just time that dictates when those expectations change? Or is it the level of, like, experiences with these friends that makes your expectations change? Right? Mm-hmm. So, meaning, I guess just as a hypothetical, if we have, like, a set of friends who we've never slept with, we've never done anything with, but we've just known them for years. We've known them. Maybe we'll catch a, you know, we'll get a drink, hang out, axe throwing, some shit like that. I don't know, every couple of, you know, every maybe twice a year or some shit like that, right? And this kind of goes on. We just never had the opportunity or the interest to play. But we just have time under our belt.
Right.
Do we then feel differently about it? Like, do we say, you know, once you throw out, like you use it an example for your birthday, throw that birthday thing out there, do we expect them to be there? You know, just because we've had them for 10 years. And on the other side of that, do you have friends that you've been hanging out with and then, you know, one thing leads to another, y'all have a couple of sexy escapades and now you feel connected to them in another way, right? Sexually. So now do your expectation level raise because you've given them something, given them your body? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make things change?
I think that I'm going to speak on in both situations first and then we can answer those individually. But I think
go for it.
In both cases that in people's, in a person's mind, yes, their expectation changes of that person. And what I mean by that, like, somebody can feel like, oh, I had this intimate moment with you, so that makes us closer friends. Because that's how, in your mind, and I want to go back to, in your mind, that's what you think that's supposed to happen. But the other person may feel like, hey, we slept, we had this moment. Okay, cool. But that doesn't make us friends, right? And then the conversation's never had. So, like, example for us, actually, I can give a real example for us. At one point, I don't know if you remember, but we felt like that, hey, we brought you to our home. You know, if we bring you to our home, especially if you meet our kid, we feel like you should know that you know, we think of you as
pretty highly,
as pretty highly. Yeah, yeah. But that is our expectations view of what we think. That's not the other person's. And that's what I'm saying, how it gets it without having that conversation. That's where the lines get confused and you have that disconnect, right?
Yeah.
Because that's your expectation of what you're expecting someone else to look at the situation the same as you are.
Mm-hmm. So then I want to catch up real quick on the Sweet Talkers, and then I'm going to ask you a question and ask the Sweet Talkers the same question. Anyway, so Duchess Cashmere of the Cashmere Room podcast says, I have 5 good girlfriends, 4 vanilla and 1 in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good mix. Right. And then she also says, 1 since I was 18 years young.
Nice.
Another Sweet Talker says, I have about 3 really close friends and everyone else falls into the associate category on different levels. Mm-hmm. I'll admit, it takes a while for me to let down my guard.
Me too.
I want to comment on that. Okay. Tris had me exactly pegged right when she said that that I believe trust is not earned, but it can be lost.
Mm-hmm.
Trust isn't something you earn, it's something that you lose with me. That is right to an extent, right? I still don't give vulnerability. I trust you. I trust you to be a human. I trust you with kindness. I trust you to be kind. I trust you to care about me the way that I care about you. That could be, you know, that could set me up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the way I feel, it's the way I live until somebody proves me wrong. But what the Sweet Talker says is that it takes a while to let your guard down. Me too. Like, as far as actually giving you my vulnerabilities, nobody has the key to that except for Trist. You know, very, very, very few people can hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. People can let me know where they are. Let me know where they stand, and it'll shake me, but it won't hurt me. You know what I mean? Trish is the only one that can drive me apeshit. Nobody else can do that. You know what I'm saying, Trish? Right? Yeah. I think you can attest to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, you haven't seen me get as mad with anyone as I get with you. You, on the other hand, I've seen you go nuclear on motherfuckers in like the shopping line. You know what I'm saying? Grocery store line. You let shit get to you.
Mm.
I don't let people get to me except the ones that are really, really close to me. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the level. That's my guard. That's my safeguard to my heart. But I will trust humans to be good people most of the time.
I don't.
I know you don't. And that's okay. Everybody got their own defense mechanisms. Like you mentioned earlier, that's just how you were brought up. You know what I mean? And I almost forgot my question. What were we talking about before I got into that?
We were saying about expectations. Like,
how do you have those conversations? Right. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you level set?
Mm-hmm.
And at what point do you level set? Right.
That's true.
Because sometimes you're just going. Life is just going. You're just flowing. You're hanging out. You're trying to make dates and you're trying to, you know, get a drink without making things so serious and without making things so tense. But like you mentioned, Trish, it's something that has to happen. So how do you do it?
I think that for us, we just started having a conversation with our existing friends.
Mm-hmm.
First, you got to ask yourself, what type of friend are you?
Go on. Right. I like it.
What type of friend? I had to ask myself, what type of friend am I? Right. And what I came back with is that, you know, I am the type of friend, like when I'm with, if, and he can attest to this, once I say that, oh, you know, this is my homegirl or this is somebody I really, really care about, I'm a ride.
Yeah.
I'm a ride for you. And I'm not going to tell you all the time you're right.
Nope.
I will tell you when you're wrong.
Yep.
And when you're right. I'm not that friend the type of friend that I am. I'm not the friend to be your yes man.
100%.
Like, I could care about you, and when I care about somebody, I will adjust my schedule for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say, oh, she adjusts her schedule for me, like I'm supposed to be grateful.
Right.
That's not what I mean.
No.
What I'm saying is that if you have something and it's an important event come up, I will, if I can move something, I will move it.
Yeah, we're going to make time.
At this place that you need me to be at, or if you like, hey, girl, can you just come through? I will make that happen. I do not go out of my way for people who I don't really care about. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's just an associate, I'm like, I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah.
But that's when, if you're in my close circle, like, I will make those things happen.
That kind of reminds me of the infamous Tris line of, I'm sitting next to you, Anna.
I'm sitting next to you, Anna. But that's not what I'm saying.
No, I know. You're right? Not. You're not.
It's
you're
just not. That, you know, I'm a big giver to my friends, right? But I'm also never been a yes man. Like, I won't tell you, you right, girl, and you're wrong. So that's not the type of friend I am.
And that's the...
And I think one more thing.
I'm sorry,
go ahead, the main word for that is loyalty.
Yep.
For me.
That's what I was going to say. I think you are 100% like loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Even to a fault. Like, you're the type of friend... that'll hide the stash for a motherfucker. Like, Tris, I don't want you getting locked up for none of these motherfuckers out here. But you are, once someone is under your protection or in your close circle, they are under your protection. And you do the things that are necessary to protect your friends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I need to protect you from that shit.
Like. That's true. That's true.
No, I wouldn't. And that's not being a yes man.
Right.
That's not being a yes man. That's just being like, we going to go fuck a motherfucker up. You know, they said, what to you, girl? Like, get the keys. You know what I'm saying? You that motherfucker. So, but no, and I love that about you. And you the type of person that I'm glad you're on my side. You know what I mean? Like, everybody needs someone like you in their corner. And I'm
yeah, like, if you really need somebody to, like, really be the mouthpiece and say, okay, like, this person is wrong.
Yeah.
I can be that. Yeah. I can be that for my closest friend. So I had to ask myself that, mm-hmm. right? And then I came back and asked Locke, like, what type of friend are you? Do you think you are?
You're asking me now?
Yeah. I asked you then too, but you can ask now. Yeah.
I think I'm that yes man. Suck now. No. I would like to say I'm a good friend. I would like to say I'm a great friend. I would like to say that, but I'm sure someone could pinpoint like a flaw in me.
We all have flaws.
Sure, sure. But I believe that I want people to feel good. That's it. I like it when people are happy. I want to make people feel happy, feel good about themselves. I want people to feel special. And I think that as a friend, I like to, because sometimes you're not going to get that in your day. Mm-hmm. Right. So I want to be that one every now and then to say, don't worry about it. That shit going to be all right. You're going to be straight. Like, let's go get it. Let's go kill the day or whatever it is, or you look great, or I love you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because you might not hear that. You might not hear that from a black man saying it to another black man. But that's me. That's what you're going to get from me. You're going to get that stuff. You're going to get the mushy-gushy stuff. You're going to get the, you know, the I want you to feel great about yourself and who you are. That's the kind of friend I am because, you know, sometimes that's just what you need. And that's just how I feel generally in life, man. Like, I want to give that to my kids. I want to give that to my wife. Pump you up. Never tell you what you can't do.
Yeah.
I'm not that person because you're going to get it enough in life. You know, not life is going to kick you down. You got enough people telling you what you can't do and motherfucker. That ain't going to be me. Never. I'm not going to tell you you can't. And I think, I don't know. That's the kind of friend I am. Man.
I think, like, I agree with that. Like, you are the very caring friend when it comes to people. You're a little, you know, you have that soft touch when it comes to friendships and very genuine about what you're saying. It's not that you're just telling people, oh, you look great today. Oh, this and that, just to gas them up. Mm-hmm. But you are being genuine about how you actually feel about them.
Yeah, man.
And yeah, so I can agree with that. See, Sweet Talker says that I'll say it like my mama. I'll trust you as far as I can throw you. It's just true. I'm with you on that one. Like, I'm side-eyeing, yeah. I don't know. Well, the jury's right. Still out on that one. Let's see how this works, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
People deal with trust differently. Hey, look who it is. Beautiful Dr. J. Thank you for joining on this Monday night. She says, you both have a great balance, a realistic side and a positive one. Nothing wrong with that.
I believe that to be true because he does see. I tell him all the time, like, he showed me this meme the other day, right? And it was a meme of a woman saying that when I'm complaining to my husband about something and he is just like not.
No, like, when he gives you a logical answer. Right?
So he is that person. I'm like, this is not the time for you to be telling me the positive silver lining on this.
You're not
I'm
telling
not trying
the end
to tell you that.
Yeah, so it's like a lady pouting. It's like she's pouting all mad with her little hand up on her chin and she's all fussy looking. And it was like POV of when I'm complaining about something at work and my husband is giving me logical answers. She's like, when I just really want to fuss and complain or something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I was like, I don't need you to tell me the positive part about this right now.
No, because sometimes I'll ride with you though. Sometimes I ride with you, but that's when you laugh. When you like fussing, I'll be like, "Yeah, man, fuck that bitch."
And
that's
then
when
I
you
just start
laughing
because I'm like, "Yeah, right."
But okay, all right. So no, that was a great question though, Tris. Levels. There's levels to this shit,
yes.
Right? At least I think so. And quote unquote levels. So let's talk about it. Let's explore them together, sweet talkers. And if we missed any, we only got three. Y'all can fill in some blanks mm-hmm. here. So first level. We got acquaintances. And Tris mentioned earlier, associates. Mm-hmm. What are they? What does that look like?
You have a lot of associates. And associates, like the other sweet talker mentioned, can have different type of levels of associates, too. So it's not like all associates fit into the same
thing.
What are
they? How do you classify an associate?
You have an associate
somebody
that
you just
see.
Met?
Mm-hmm. You just see here and there.
Do you know their name? Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe you know their name.
Maybe.
You know they face like shit.
Yeah.
You've seen them a time or two.
I might know your name.
Yeah. You might have even hugged them. Might have even kissed them on the mouth.
Maybe.
You might not even know their
name. I may not even know their name. So that's kind of that associate. You also have associates that you do see more often. Like you may hang out, you know, make dates here and there.
Okay.
And you hang out in the same type of circles, but you two, like you just don't have that. Like a friendship. You're not talking really outside of those circles.
Those circles.
Right.
Oh.
But you see each other and you're cordial and
like
you have
that.
A good time and you're laughing and on all the things. But outside of the social events that you guys are at, you don't talk.
So I think that's the next level. I think being in the same social circles, seeing each other fairly frequently mm-hmm. or commonly mm-hmm. and even knowing their names.
Mm-hmm.
I think that takes you into the familiar / fondness level. Like, there may be something there. You might know who they are. You might even have some contact information on them. You might be in the same, like you said, the same circles, mm-hmm. chat groups,
yeah.
things like that. But, okay, have we slept with anyone in any of these groups so far? Like,
no.
Any acquaintance?
Like, no.
Yeah, I think so. I think sex is a possibility in all the levels.
I mean, yes, sex is a possibility in all of those levels, but
yeah.
that still doesn't make you a friend.
That's what I'm saying. But no. Okay. All right. We got to agree right now that all of these are levels of friendship.
Okay, yes.
Okay,
right.
So they're
That's
all friends.
All levels of friendship.
Yeah,
correct.
They're
yes.
all friends, but because we gonna hammer it, I can see us tailing off, and that don't mean like
yes.
friend is the ultimate goal
yes.
of all of this.
Okay,
now
right.
all of them are friends.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Just different levels to that shit.
Correct.
So okay, we could have slept with anyone who are acquaintances.
Yeah,
people you might not know their name.
Mm-mm.
They're a homie.
Mm-hmm.
They're a friend. Yeah, you cool. You
cool,
cool. I'm cool.
We cool.
cool. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So the familiar / fondness, I think that's another level also where, you know, we're good.
Yeah.
Can I rely on you as a familiar fondness? Can I rely on you for like if I ask you to do something or, you know what I mean? Like ask you to be somewhere. Hey, look, hey, you want to meet me up here? Or, hey, can you, you know, drop off a bucket of ice? Because, you know.
Yeah, maybe. You can, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Depending
think,
on what it is.
I agree. I think so, too. I think in the familiar fondness level, I think you're building up to that next level.
Right.
I think those are I think this is not the majority of people. I think the majority of people are in acquaintances.
Yeah.
A lot of people you just know, you just see, you just chat with, you know, those are the small talks at the club. Right.
Right.
And then right now. Catch you later. Ha. Double, you know, double fist, you know, double pointing.
Right.
But then the familiar fondness are the people that you're actually sitting with in the club.
Okay.
You know, that, like you said, that circle.
Mm-hmm.
We got some sweet talkers that said, some associates can have my phone number. Some cannot. They're the ones I see in passing. LOL. Hell yeah. I agree with that. Some associates and what do we call it? Acquaintances.
Yeah.
They might have my number. Mm-hmm. They might be saved in there. They might be put in there. But those are the ones that get lost in the phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I may see you.
Yeah. Unless you hit me and then it'd be like, oh yeah, what up? You know what I mean?
So-and-so.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dr. J says agree.
Yeah,
for sure. So, and then the next level is, we just called it close.
Close.
Close friends, almost family.
Yeah.
And again, I know, yeah, close, everybody, we probably already had sex at this level, but still, we might not have.
We might not have, that's we not might true. Not,
but I'm just, okay, let me rephrase that. Sex is a possibility on all three levels.
Uh-huh.
But we've had friends who were close for years before we had sex with them.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, that's that level Trish was talking about, meeting the kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I actually know your last name.
I know your last name. I met your parents.
Right. So how do you get to that level? Is it just like a time thing? Is something that you just kind of feel? You feel out?
I think that what people are doing is just like what we were doing, is that you're just filling it out. You're just going mm-hmm. based off of what your own thoughts are of what a friendship is.
Yeah.
And that can get you in trouble because you're basing it on what you perceive as a friendship should be, mm-hmm. but you don't know if the other person perceives it the same way, mm-hmm. right? So you're not communicating and having that discussion of what you need, and we'll get into that question in a second, what you need in a friendship, right?
Right.
Because that's important too. Not just the question before is like, what type of friend am I?
Uh-huh.
The next part of that is, what type of friend do you need? Exactly.
Ooh, you blew my whole mind with that one. What kind of friend do you need?
Because what that does is when you ask mm-hmm. those two questions, first the one of yourself and then of, okay, so what type of friend do I actually need as mm-hmm. well? You ask those two questions. It then breaks down these levels that we're talking about.
Yep.
Like, because it then you understand, okay, if this person is saying that they're this and that type of friend, then they may not can be my close friend because mm-hmm. that's not the way we don't view friendships the same as far as how, you know, we're going to get there and things like that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Because what happens is, what I think happens in friendships is people are like, oh, well, I expect you to be, or I want you to be this type of friend. But what if I'm in my DNA? Like, if you're looking for a friend, for example, that call me every week, I know that literally I cannot do that. Like, that's not, I am not that type of friend that's going to call you every week. You're not going to get that from me. However, I can do all the other stuff that you're saying that you need. And I'm not saying you have a laundry list, right, of things. It's just that everyone has like a minimal things that they need in a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You do, whether you consciously know it or not.
Right.
You
right.
have something at the baseline yeah. that you look at as, okay, that's my friend.
Yeah.
It's not like you just walk around and say, oh, we friends. There's something that they had to meet in your head uh-huh. to say they're your friend.
And then if they cross that line, you're like, oh, shit, that you were never my friend in the first place.
Right,
you
know, but they didn't know yeah, the line was
that
there.
That line was there. Okay, we're going to get to that. Sweet Talker says, it requires time and a lot of trust to allow people to become a friend in that level. Some might take 6 months, others 6 years.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It just all depends Absolutely. On what it is.
So my question is, what happens in a time of crisis? If something funky happens, if something, this friendship gets put to the test, somebody said a lie or somebody was seen with another person or, you know.
You didn't come to my birthday party.
Or you didn't come to my birthday party. You forgot my anniversary yeah. or, you know what I'm saying? Something puts the friendship to the test. I think, I want to ask that to you, but I want to answer it at the same time. I think that in a time of crisis, I think that's when the conversation might happen.
But I think it should happen before.
I agree with you, but let's be realistic, okay. right? Realistically, you're just moving. Life is moving. You got your kids, and then you're texting, and you're going to parties, and you're going to concerts, and you're rocking and rolling, and you might see them, and you might not, and then you're texting, and some people, you know, like you said, I don't text very often. Those conversations, they're so, think about, honestly, the opportunities that we've had to have these conversations, but how many have we had?
Well, recently we've had a few, like, I mean, since this
I'm talking
came
about,
up,
but, legit asking people, what kind of friend do you need? Those questions that you ask, uh-huh. which are absolutely perfect, what kind of friend am I, and what kind of friend do you need? We have not had that a lot.
I'm saying.
We've had it with people, you know, but... Think about, again, the opportunities that we have to have these discussions with people and the people that are in our circle, in our sphere. Mm-hmm. We still haven't done that. We haven't done it a lot.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, I'm a land the plane. I'm so sorry. I know I'm rambling a little bit. I think that when something goes down is an opportunity to have the conversation. Something goes down and then you can say, okay, I know this is crazy right now. Help me be a better friend. Help me be the friend that you need. What is it that you need right here? And now you got an opportunity to figure out where the fuck y'all are.
Right.
Yeah.
To figure out where you at in the friendship, right? Because it's going to show a lot in that moment, like where you are. But what I also think is that if you hit somebody with that question in the moment, they're going to be like stuck. Right, for a second, because they're not expecting you to ask, which is a logical question, actually, is that what type of, like, what are you looking for in a friend that I didn't meet in this moment, mm-hmm. right? Because that's going to help me understand, like, okay, I didn't meet this one thing that you're asking of me. It helped me understand, like, can I ever meet that? Mm-hmm. That one thing, right? Because mm-hmm. I may not, and I have to be honest with you to say, you know, I understand you're upset. However, this one thing that you need in a friendship, I don't know if I can meet that. Mm-hmm. And it's either we going to move forward, or if you really need this one thing, then we may not be able to be as close friends.
Right. And I think it's okay to say, oh shit, I missed the mark on that.
Yeah.
You know? And I think it's okay to say, you did, mm-hmm. and we can move from here.
Yeah,
you know.
And I honestly think that people will miss marks because it goes back mm-hmm. to that that expectation that was unspoken. Mm-hmm. Like you had an expectation that wasn't like communicated, right? Mm-hmm. So then, when you expected somebody to do something and they didn't do it, mm-hmm. they missed the mark.
Yeah, I mean that happens in like our relationship. Right. You know, in marriage, mm-hmm. you know, you can have an expectation of something that, I walked right into a fucking buzzsaw. I had no, what do you mean you wanted to, you know, your steak well done? I had no idea.
Right.
I'm
you
so
never told me
sorry.
That.
Yeah, you never told me that you like well done steak.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then that turns into a fucking argument about something.
Right.
But there's nothing that you can't bounce back from if you don't want to. I think, you know, for the most part.
For the most part,
you know,
it depends on what it is.
Betrayal and murder. You
yeah,
know, all that
it depends
shit.
On what it is, but yeah.
I mean, at the level of stuff that we're talking about, I think there are so many things that just can just be resolved. I'm talking about at this level.
At this
you
level,
know,
right.
Yeah.
And I just think that, and I do want to answer that question too.
Go for it, baby.
Of we're saying, like, what type of friend do you need, right? Because some friendships, they require a lot more maintenance. Right. Like, mm-hmm. so the type of friend that I need, I am very low maintenance when it comes to friendships. You do not have to call me every day.
I can say that. Yeah.
You don't have to text me every day. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do any of those things that you think you have to do to let me know that, you know, hey, I'm your friend and I care about you. Mm-hmm. It's just when we hang out, we kick it. We talk, you know, something like that. And it's all love. Like, mm-hmm. I am very low maintenance when it comes to my friendships. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just what I need. I need low maintenance when it comes to friendships because I know that I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I'm not. you know, I'm not socially trying to talk to you every day. I'm not trying to text you every day. Like, I don't want to do those things, right? And that may annoy the crap out of people. Mm-hmm. So I like tutus and glitter and, you know, and all of the things, you know, I'm artsy. So, you know, I have little quirks and things that are just things that I like to do. And I grew up as the only child, so I just have different ways.
Spoil.
Of things that Brat, I like. Bratty. And I'm a little OCD when it comes to some stuff, right?
Yeah.
So if you can deal with that, then we can be friends, right?
Yeah. Okay. You're not this hard pill to swallow, baby. I don't want you casting that out there, putting that idea out there that you are difficult.
No. I said low maintenance.
Hold on. Yeah, no. But you're adding the quirks and the artsy and you know, spoil. Yeah, I said spoil.
You said spoil.
But no. You're very simple, right? I think that the requirements, I hate all this stuff, but like, I think it's very simple. Like, friendships should be very, very simple, which is like, you know, you just water them every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. That's all I need is just, you know, I like golf, right? So if, you know, 4 months from now, somebody got my number, they see some funny golf meme, send it my way and, shit, you get me. You know what I mean? You get me. And I'll do the same thing. I try to remember the little things about my friends and just send little shit when I think about them. And just being honest about that kind of stuff. It's very easy.
It's easy. Oh, and I think that the number one thing for me, if we talk about baseline, I just need people to be authentically themselves, like be straight up.
Yeah.
Like if I feel like you are deceiving me or that you are lying.
Yeah.
That drives me up the wall. Like, I really need people to be just straight up and down. Tell me exactly what was happening.
Yeah,
I need it in black and white. I don't need to go left.
That goes
right.
That goes to your trust thing, building trust, and you know all that for you. That kind of thing could take time for you, and that's okay. Yeah. You know, that's also, you know, in your personality of like being a watcher. You watch and scope out the situation and figure things out from where, you know, who's doing what. Yeah, you know, who's looking shady, that kind of thing. That's just your personality. So it all makes sense. It's consistent mm-hmm. with who you are and who you've been.
And what do you need?
What do I need?
Mm-hmm.
I just said it. It's very
drop
simple.
Me a golf.
Yeah.
Golf me.
Yeah, or like food. You know, it's an easy way to my heart. Gummy bears.
No, you don't
shit.
Like food. Snacks. Like gummies. Snack king.
But no, I mean, I can't. I feel so silly saying what I need. I just feel like I'm very easy. I don't know, man. I'm just very easy. I don't want to put out into the universe what I want and need and all that. I just feel like I'm very simple. I think it changes from person to person or relationship to relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because I'm not going to give that vulnerability to everyone. I will have some deep conversations, but I'm not going to give you every single thing until I'm very ready. So I don't have many expectations. Just, you know, let's kick it and let's be honest and let's have fun and be respectful of one another. And everything else will just flow from there. And then I think the vulnerability will come in time and, you know, the walls will come down and we can just go from there. Yeah.
And I still also just think it goes back to my other point is that with the different categories and types of friends, right? You can still have your close friends and have, you know, 5-6 close friends, but even still within that circle, you talk about different things with, you know, certain friends. Because everybody needs a friend that if you need to go, you know, kick down somebody's door because they done stole your money.
Bingo.
You go to that friend for that.
Call Trist.
You go to that friend for that, right? But then you go to the other friend that you just need to just be a listener and give you solid, logical thoughts on whatever is happening. Does it make those two people that you're saying are your close friends, right? Does it mean that you're more of a friend to this one versus the other one? No.
No.
You just have different types and categories of friendships in a different understanding of what you need from a certain person.
From, each individual. And that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I can't put it out in the world what I need. I just know it when I see it.
You have a baseline, I mean? But yeah.
Trist.
Trist. Tris, there he goes.
You my baseline. You but, all I need, baby.
Yes, but I still think that, you know, we wanted to do this show so that people can start having those conversations, because you may think it's silly, but it will avoid some railroads that you may come into by just having these general conversations, even with yourself, mm-hmm. you know, understanding what you need from friendships and what type of friend you are can help, you know, build or navigate your current relationships and start having, you know, those conversations and being more intentional too, maybe about the friendships that you have, instead of having a whole bunch of everybody and you're spreading yourself thin.
Yeah. Well said. And I think on that note, baby, we can go ahead and wrap this up. Oh, nope. We got a sweet talker that says, a Chilean author once said, true friendship resists time, distance, and silence. And on that note, we are going to dismount gracefully, because that's wonderful. I'm going to read that one more time for the people in the back. True friendships resist time, distance, and silence. That means we just going to pick up where we left off, man. Because mm-hmm. you know what it is. You know it's all love. You know what I'm saying? I love that.
That was good.
That was great. And on that note, y'all, we're going to end the show. Thank y'all for hanging in there on this Monday night. Thank y'all for suffering through that blackout with us. Again, live show.
Yes.
All I can do is shrug on that one.
And thank you for listening to, you know, my vulnerabilities.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing, Trist.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. On that note, we'll talk to y'all next time.
All right. Bye, guys.
Again, we'd like to thank you for living a sweet life with us.
To everyone who couldn't join us live in the suite, check out our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Feel free to email us at livingthesweetlifepodcast@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at The Sweet Life Podcast and on Twitter at Sweet Life Pod.
Don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel at Living the Sweet Life Podcast so that you can be a sweet talker the next time.
So do you have anything else to say to our lovely guests?
Until next time, keep living the sweet life. Bye.